Top of the fourth. It is the bottom of the order for Cold Spring. It'll be Sam Distel, Brady Lynn, Colin Eskew. The high schoolers up this inning for the Cold Spring Rockies as they look to pad that lead once again. They were comfortable at 6-0. All of a sudden, Buckman with a big third inning. Cut the lead in half. It's a 6-3 ball game. It's Chad Weiss' first pitch to Sam Distel. Hit in the air to left field. Coming on. Not making the catch. Popping out of his glove on the diving attempt is Noah Boser. Distel slashing that to left. Boser with a great attempt, Kurt, but just couldn't keep her in the pocket.
Well, you said a great attempt. That kid dove in straight forward, head first, looking like he was going to snag a base hit away from Sam Distel there, but couldn't quite come up with it. But what a fine effort by the left fielder of the Billy Goats.
Wind howling straight out here in Springfield as that ball just kind of hung up into the air as Brady Lynn into the batter's box for Cold Spring. See what Coach Tom Ficker's got on his mind with good speed in the batter's box. Opportunity right here. Now, Austin Duffner is potentially going to hit this inning, so you would like to get some guys on base for the guy who's 2-for-2 with two two-run home runs. As the first offering to Lynn, that is on the corner for a strike. This plate umpire likes these corners, and nothing wrong with that. It's hitting your spot out there. Give him a little advantage. One strike. He's Kurt Hemish. I'm Kirby Hemish. We're with you here on Total Country Bob FM, 105.5 on your FM dial, KDDG in Albany, Minnesota. After this one, we're going to hustle and make our way to Shakopee to get there in time or as close to in time as we can for the Cold Spring Springers' Final Four matchup against the Moorhead Brewers this afternoon. A little windshield time for me and my dad as this ball is laced into left field and it's back-to-back singles by the Rocky youth as Brady Lynn jumps on that one, Kurt, and they got something cooking here in the fourth.
Well, that they do. You said they had their youth coming up here and they started off with two nice singles, but I got a feeling everybody in the park knows what the number nine hitter is going to be doing here.
Colin Eskew looking down to manager Tom Ficker, trying to apply his signs and letting Colin know. Eskew did have that triple, quote-unquote triple, if you want to call it that, back in the third inning, last inning. Hit the ball to center that the then-center fielder dove at as Eskew bunts this one. That is a foul ball up the first base line. See, there's an interesting play, Kurt. Matt Cummett lets that ball go. He could have fielded it fair and threw Eskew out by about 20 feet, but he lets that one go, and it does indeed go foul by the end of it, but risky business right there for Mr. Cummett behind the plate.
Well, never left the circle. That's why he had such a chance to pick it up and throw him out on that one, and it was just all that it rolled foul, and the way that wind's blowing, that was a heck of a chance for a catcher coming to take for the Billy Goats.
So Eskew squared early, as now he squares once again as he stabs at this one, and Collins in a hole at 0-2. He's going to have to try to find a different way to advance Distel and Lynn to second and third. Ficker applying signs. I doubt they'd be bunting with two strikes here. As 0-2 the count. Chad Weiss, the draftee from the Piers Lakers on the mound. He's in on relief of Matt Touches. As 0-2 the count. As Weiss takes a look at Distel at second, the 0-2 pitch as Eskew started his hands. The off-speed pitch going down and away, and Colin able to hold up as the count remains at 1-2. So 1-2. As Eskew looking to pick himself up here, turn the lineup over with Geislinger and Duffner on deck for Cold Spring. Those two have scored two-thirds of the Rocky runs thus far. As Weiss's 1-2 pitch, that's laced into left field. That's better than a bunt right there. They're going to wave Distel at third. Boser comes up throwing. His throw is not in time. And the runners wisely follow behind and advance to second and third behind the play. You don't always need to get that bunt down, Kurt.
Well, it worked in the Rockies' favor that time. And fortunately for the Rockies, the Billy Goat left fielder should have easily taken that ball and thrown it into third base. He didn't have a prayer throwing out Sam Distel at home plate. He throws the ball all the way through, misses the cutoff man. And with the Rocky youth out there, Brady Lynn quickly takes third base and Eskew takes second base, turning it back over to the top of the order for the third time only in the fourth inning.
Boser let it fly from left, and Lynn and Eskew could see that throw was coming high. Jeff Ilias taught those boys well as they took the free extra base as Geislinger steps in with a drawn-in infield. That's the way it was last inning as well, after the Eskew triple. Tyler smacked the first pitch into right field to knock home Colin Askew. He looks at a strike right here. 7-3 in favor of Cold Spring as the 1-0 pitch, or the one strike pitch, excuse me, missing high, evens it up at 1-1. Geislinger in the batter's box and on deck. The nightmares for the youth of the Buckman faithful, Austin Duffner. 1-1 offering from Weiss. That is hit in the air and caught at second base as the second baseman Lane Gertz will make the catch. Little soft line drive from Tyler Geislinger, so he's unable to get the job done. Are they going to walk Duffner here?
Well, I can't imagine you're even going to pitch to him as you quickly see the first baseman calling time, and he's asking the catcher to come out and talk to him. And I don't know how anyone would pitch to Austin Duffner right now with first base open and guys on second, third, Kirby.
Well, so Weiss hasn't seen him. Or he, you know, Weiss hasn't faced him, so Weiss is probably going to plead his case. Now, he is a drafty out there, so he's saying, okay, whatever you guys want to do. But you do have first base open, but now on deck is David Jonas, the three hitter in the lineup.
Well, when you can put a four set everywhere it is, and David Jonas, you know, he's a veteran of the team. He's not the quickest on his feet anymore and also hits the ball very hard. It's like I'd be real surprised that they're going to pitch them here, but we'll see what happens.
Leaving the infield in. For the moment, they're going to pitch to him. We'll see if it's just be careful with him or if they're actually going to pitch to him. As Weiss set gets the sign from Cummitt, as the first offering was in there, they weren't going to weren't being careful there. As Duffner takes a hack at that one and fouls it away, he's 2-for-2 on the day with two-run home runs, homer to left center in the first off the football bleachers in left center field, and hit an absolute tank to right center, possibly over the light tower. As the one strike pitch from Weiss, this ball's hit in the air to deep right center field. Back goes Touches, looks up. That's why you walk him. A three-run home run for Austin Duffner. The guy is lava hot right now.
When you say lava hot, that's at least to say, I can't believe there's a fan in the stand that would have pitched to Austin Duffner right there. He's 2-for-2 on the day with two home runs. He just hit that ball. Kirby, if you look where that 452 sign is out there in straight center field, he's probably 40 feet to the right of that, so it's probably still a good 420 feet right there. He hit that past the second light tower in right center field for a three-run homer to give the Rockies a 10-3 lead.
Cold Spring up by a touchdown as Duffner is feeling it right now. Longtime Recorey head basketball coach, Minnesota State High School Hall of Famer Bob Brink would say he's riding the hot pony. Three home runs on the day, and we're in the top of the fourth inning, Kurt, as David Jonas looks at a ball. Jonas has been hitting with the bases empty all day because Duffman keeps clearing them.
Well, when you got a guy in front of you that's got he's 3-for-3 with three home runs, there's never going to be anybody on. And I tell you one thing, David comes up there every time. He's trying to follow him, and unfortunately just can't quite do it.
The 1-1 pitch to Jonas. That's hit on the ground towards short. Aaron Weber bobbles it. Now he bobbles it again. Throw across the diamond. Not in time. It'll be an error on the Billy Goat shortstop as Jonas will reach with one away here in the fourth inning. Two in the first for Cold Spring, four in the third, four in the fourth here already, and they get a man on, Kurt.
Well, Jonas does a nice job there hustling that one out all the time. He hit it hard. The shortstop bobbled it, had a chance to pick it up and throw him out yet, and then he drops it as he's trying to pick that one back up, and then he quickly tries to hurry himself and throws it in the dirt. No chance of getting Jonas at that time.
As that brings Alex Geislinger to the plate, and Alex fouls one up out of play. That is over the Rocky dugout and off that that batting cage. Good afternoon to you here on Total Country Bob FM as we're into the 12 o'clock hour. Appreciate you joining us. It's Kirby and Kurt with you as the Rockies with a 10-3 lead as the pitch to Alex Geislinger missing low. Austin Duffner, I can't get over it. 3-for-3 with three home runs. Two-run job in the first and third, and a three-run homer in the fourth inning. As the pitch to Geislinger, that's hit right to call at first. He throws to second for one, and the throw returning will not be made. Geislinger was all over that ball, Kurt. A nice stab right there by Call in getting the lead runner.
Well, it looked like he was going to sneak it by him, but Call did a nice job of stabbing that and quickly throws the short. Unfortunately, pitcher Chad Weiss wasn't back covering first base, where they had a chance to turn a double play, but they only get the lead runner on that play.
So the Rockies gave up three runs in the bottom of the third inning, and they come back with four thus far here in the fourth as Calvin Kaltoff into the batter's box. He's the eighth Rocky to hit here. as the Rocky youth went single, single, single. And then we get the three-run home run by Duffner to empty those bases and get the young Bucks running around the pads. As Kaltoff looks at a first pitch ball, Chad Weiss, his first full inning of relief here in the fourth. As long pause, the offering to Kaltoff, that is in there for a strike to Calvin, evens it up at 1-1. Wind blowing out here today. Kurt's putting an asterisk on the first Duffner home run, but the other two he's calling legit. Can't wait to tell Austin that after the game, as a swing and a miss right there from Calvin Kaltoff as it's 1-2. You said in the pregame, we're going to see some big flies today, and thus far, right on the money. 1-2 the count. Weiss trying to get the Billy Goats out of this fourth inning. As the 1-2 pitch, Kaltoff hitting 1-2 short right field, and that'll drop for a hit. Geislinger is going to make the big turn at second and get to third as the throw now gets away from the third baseman, but Weiss backing up at third. Alex Geislinger slid in there, but Matt Weiss was backing it up on the errant throw from Matt Touches. But Calvin Kaltoff with the punch hit to center field right there to keep the Rockies moving, and they got runners at the corners in the fourth.
Well, Calvin does a nice job of slapping that single right over the second baseman's head there, and the center fielder comes in. He doesn't have a prayer of getting the guy at third base, and he goes and throws it by the third baseman. Luckily, Chad Weiss was over there backing him up. But one thing the Billy Goats aren't doing this inning is they're not keeping that lead runner at the base he should be. We're always getting an extra one by the way they're throwing to.
So Kaltoff at first, Geislinger at third, first offering to Nick Skluzacek. Ninth Rocky to hit here in the fourth inning, and that pitch missing for a ball. Your six hitters up for the third time in the fourth, Kurt. You're doing all right. That's when you got 10 runs in four innings. Cold Spring baseball swinging it in the state tournament this year, both in B and in C, as Skluzacek comes up empty on a swing and a miss right there. Evens our count up at 1-1.
You look, all the Springers put 17 hits on the board yesterday in the nine innings. Today, the Rockies with 11 hits so far in four innings.
As the 1-1 pitch to Skluzacek, that's low and gobbled up nicely by Matt Cummett, who does a pretty good darn good job behind the plate for these Billy Goats. 2-1 the count. Weiss set. He's trying to complete his first inning of relief as the 2-1 pitch missing off the plate, now 3-1. Sam Distel, who led this fourth inning off, he's on deck for Cold Spring. 3-1 the count to the Rocky left fielder, Nick Skluzacek. As Weiss, the drafty from Piers, ready. 3-1 pitch, high ball four, and the Rockies will bat around here in the fourth inning, bringing Distel to the plate. As we still haven't even really seen anything in the Bachman pen this inning, have we, Kurt?
Well, we haven't. We've seen the other drafty from the Piers Lakers,
Roschelo,
warming up back in the last inning, but he was actually warming up while they were batting. He was just finishing his pitches at that time, but we haven't seen anybody this time, which was real surprising with the Rockies batting around.
As the first pitch to Sam Distel in there for a strike, Cold Spring leads by a touchdown here at 10-3, and coincidentally, the guys who go to Ricori, the Class 4A state football champions, are beating the guys who go to Piers, the Class 2A state football champions of 2019. Both these teams had a fun Thanksgiving weekend. As Distel hits it on the ground towards short, Weber fields the hop. He'll flip to Gertz at second. 6-4 to retire Skluzacek as Distel is set down. And that does it for Cold Spring in the fourth inning. What a fourth it was, though, Kurt. They come back with four more runs. There was another Duffner home run. It's getting turning into a bit of a habit here. Four runs on four hits. There was one Buckman error, and the bases were left loaded. After 3.5, it's Cold Spring 10 and Buckman 3. You're listening to Cold Spring Rockies State Tournament action right here on Total Country Bob FM. We're on to the bottom of the fourth inning coming up in 1 minute.
Hey, we have some special birthdays today in the house.
Hi, Bits.
Charlotte
and Aiden, it's your birthday. This is for you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Can you hear anything?
Quiet.
From the studio?
Quiet. We might be on the air. We welcome you back to Riverside Park here in Springfield. Springfield, Milroy, and Shakopee, the host of the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Ryan Hennon has been given a touchdown advantage thus far for the Billy Goats in the bottom of the fourth. It'll be the bottom of the order. This is the part of the order, Kurt, though, that got them cooking last inning in the third inning.
Well, they started off with two big singles right away last inning, and then luckily for Ryan Hennon, he did get a strikeout, but the bottom of the order started it for him.
Call with a big swing and a miss right there. This guy singled. His brother singled, getting things going for him. They each came around to score. 1-1 the count. Joe Call, he's the first baseman. He's the head basketball coach for Pierce High School as the 1-1 pitch is waved at right there. Moves our count to 1-2. As Hennon, a 1-2 advantage. As that pitch missing down and away, now 2-2. Now your son Reese stole your state tournament book. He's going to use it for the game coming up this afternoon as the 2-2 pitch down and away, and that fills it up at 3-2. See how many times three home runs have been hit in a state tournament game. I think I remember Josh Lesh doing it a couple times for the Springers.
It's been done quite a few times. It's
the aluminum bat era, obviously, as the 3-2 payoff pitch here that's popped up fouling out of play, but it's probably happened, what do you think, half dozen times?
I'm thinking about 10 or 11 times I believe that's happened, and I believe either two or three Springers have done that. I think Josh Lesh might have done it, and I think Darren Hing maybe even possibly did it. But I know the Springers got a few of those records in there, so Duffin to join in that crew.
Some elite company as the 3-2 pitch fouled away once again. As it'll be Joe Call, Travis Call, and Noah Sakala due up here for the Billy Goats. As Hennon rocks and fires his 3-2, that's tapped on the ground towards short as Geislinger has it take a weird hop on him. Alex fields the ball and then tumbles. He'll have no play. It'll be an infield single right there. And Alex Geislinger, that ball just kind of took a little turn on him, and he was basically lucky to field the ball, Kurt.
Well, it looked like he was going to pick it up at the last second. It decides to scoot a little bit to the right from him. He lunges for it, so he does get the ball, but with doing that, he kind of does a somersault out there. He has no chance of even making a throw after that. So just like Call did in the third inning, he leads off with a single here in the fourth inning.
As the leadoff man on for Buckman, Jordan Barth yesterday for the Cold Spring Springers. I think he had a five. Do you have a five-hit day?
I believe he was 4-for-6.
Four for six, yeah. So we've been seeing some impressive hitting statistics as that pitch in there for a strike to Travis Call. Hennon's looked a little off, and his teammates haven't done him many favors, Kurt. As Hennon set, that pitch missing high. All right, most home runs in a state tournament game by a player. It is now a record, a tying record for Austin Duffner has joined 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 men as the 2-1 pitch missing. Local names, Josh Lesh for Cold Spring in 1997 in an 18-10 victory over New Ulm. Josh Lesh for Cold Spring in 1999 in a 10-5 victory over New Ulm as the 3-1 pitch in there for a strike. I don't see any other. I remember Darren Hangs. I think his records in this thing were doubles, Kurt.
Yeah, that could be.
I think he was a big double guy. But the three-run home runs, see if there's any other of these that stick out. 3-2 pitch right here. Hennon's 3-2. It's on the corner. Delayed call from the umpire, and Travis Call is punched out on strikes for out number one and strikeout number seven for Ryan Hennon.
Well, I would have been really surprised if he didn't call that a strike because he's been doing a good job of calling the corners. As you said earlier, how he's giving them to the pitchers, and if he wouldn't have gave that one to Ryan Hennon at that time. But he just had a little bit of a delayed call, but he made sure it was a loud and clear call by the time he did make it, Kirby.
So here's one for you. Corey Tower from Red Wing against Cold Spring in 2001 in the state championship game. As a swing and a miss right there from Noah Sakala. Tower, old light tower, power tower, as he had three home runs that game in the Springers when the Springers won 2 that afternoon down in Red Wing to clinch in one state championship. As the 0-1 pitch that is on the corner for a strike as well as Hennon's settled in all of a sudden here. Kurt found himself a groove.
Yes, he did. And, you know, those three guys that you just mentioned that did it, of course, we're calling this game, seeing Austin Duffner do it. But I'd be willing to bet you and I were both at both those games when Josh Lesh did that.
Wouldn't put it past us. As 0-2 the count, one away here for the Billy Goats as the 0-2 pitch is fouled down the first baseline. Last year, or excuse me, 2 years ago, Brandon Arnold of Chanhassen had three home runs in a game. Jeremiah Pipcorn from Nisswa hit three home runs in a game in 2014. Rick Grammon of Victory League Broadcasting, I'm sure he remembers that one. I'm sure he was there. So Austin Duffner joining some elite company. He's going to have a couple more kicks at the can at this thing. 0-2 pitch, that's in there, strike three, and down looking goes Noah Sakala. He's just burning them on these low heaters all of a sudden, Kurt.
Well, I think he realized he had an awful tough third inning. You know, yeah, he didn't get any help in the field, but he didn't help himself out at all either when he walked two runs in like that there. But he's bearing back a little bit more. We heard him snap the mitt a couple times this inning, and Ryan Hennon is doing what we know Ryan Hennon can do.
So most RBIs in a state tournament game, because Duffner now has seven. As the lineup turns back over to Matt Touches, is that pitch missing down and in? The record is a split between three men, Josh Lesh of Cold Spring, that 1997 18-10 victory over New Ulm. He had eight, as did Brian Dorr from Princeton and Chris Clemenson from Moorhead. So Duffner an RBI away from tying the state tournament single-game record for RBIs in a game. Coincidentally, most RBIs in a tournament, Kurt, Scott Bozer from Buckman. In 1999.
If I'm not mistaken, he was the MVP of that state tournament.
And I think he's related to the left fielder here, Noah Bozer.
If I'm not mistaken, he's the father of Noah.
There we go. So I'll put the record book down for a moment and get back to doing what I'm being compensated for today and announcing this baseball game, not just reading Josh Lesh awesome stats for a while, which I could do for quite some time. 1-2 the count here to Touches. The 1-2 pitch. That's on the corner. Three Billy Goats go down looking as Touches. He is on the hook for a loss right now, Kurt, and he is 0-for-3 with three Ks.
Yeah, he's definitely not had the day he was looking for because he's an awful good hitter at batting in that leadoff spot. We know he's a good pitcher when you're starting a state tournament game, but wasn't his day on the mound, and it's not his day at the plate.
After four, as the Billy Goats go no runs on one hit, no Cold Spring errors, and one runner left on base. After four, it's Cold Spring 10 and Buckman 3. You're listening to Cold Spring Rockies State Tournament Baseball right here on Total Country Bob FM. We're back in a minute. Well, we welcome you back to Riverside Park as we make our way to the top of the fifth inning for Cold Spring as the Rockies brought the hit and shoes again here. They were kind of late arrivers to the party last week, Kurt, as they were held scoreless through five. Come out in an ambush today.
Well, as they ended the game last week with 12 runs in those last four innings, they're at 10 so far today.
Brady Lynn, first pitch he sees, he'll sky to right field. Right fielder Travis Call has that one measured. He will make the catch for out number one as Brady Lynn goes up swinging. He singled his last time up. That'll bring Colin Eskew to the plate. Eskew, nice spot in his insertion into the lineup. No Jordan New again today for Cold Spring as we wish Jordan the best as he's battling with some food poisoning. But you get a nice little addition with Eskew who hits another one hard, and that gets past the shortstop, Kurt. Your replacement for New has been on base three times.
Well, Colin, you know, he was a starter for the Rockies the complete season last year when the Rockies made the state tournament this too. But with the addition of the two Geislingers, you know, somebody's coming out of the lineup. And unfortunately for Colin, he was one of them. But Colin's done a nice job of filling in when he's had to here. When Sam Distel missed Regents, he was the designated hitter. And now with Jordan New missing, he's the designated hitter once again.
So an error on the shortstop, Aaron Weber. And we've seen some interesting hops here in the Springfield infield, the three games you and I have broadcast, Kurt, as the lineup turns over. As Geislinger, a hit and run to perfection. Eskew easily makes third and two men on. And guess who's coming up?
When you said hit and run to perfection, you called it there as the second baseman was going over looking like he was going to cover, which I don't know why he would have been anyway because the shortstop should have been covered on that with a left-handed batter up. Tyler Geislinger hit that one right where the second baseman should have been standing. Runners at the corners, and you said it, red hot Austin Duffner.
So now this happened last time Duffner came up. Joe Call, head basketball coach at Pierce, he's the first baseman for the Billy Goats. He made his way to the mound, and they had a base open at the time. I think it was first base, and he made his way over there and basically said, you know, what do you think we should do? And they decided to pitch to Duffner. Well, Duffner hit one about 400 feet to right center field for a three-run home run, his third home run of the day. History on the line right now as Duffner could become the first Minnesota State amateur baseball player to hit four home runs in a game. A base is open as they are not putting him on as the first pitch missing for a ball to Duffner. You could cut the anticipation with a knife here at the ballpark. Rockies got runners at the corners. They lead by seven here in the top of the fifth inning as Weiss delivers a first pitch ball. The 1-0 offering, that is missing inside. Now 2-0 to Duffner. As Kurt, are they being careful or are they just the old unintentional, intentional walk?
Well, that's the way it looks so far by those first two pitches. Looks kind of unintentional because as inside as they are, there's no way you're going to turn on one of them.
The 2-0 pitch as Duffner fouls this one off of his foot at home. First ball he's hit today that hasn't landed on the other side of the outfield fence. And he had to pay for that one as it got him in the right hoof.
It's definitely not where he wanted to hit that one. He would rather hit it foul than hit it off his hoof.
Two-run homer to left center in the first. Two-run home run over a light tower in right field in the third, and a three-run home run last inning to right center as this pitch is in on the hands for a strike. Evens our count up at 2-2 to Austin Duffner. Seven RBIs on the day. As Eskew's at third, Geislinger's at first. Weiss set. The 2-2 to Duffner. That's hit on the ground and fielded at first to second for one. The relay in time as Duffner hits into a 3-6-3 double play. Why walk him, Kurt? Who would even think of it?
Well, when you didn't walk him with first base open, you're definitely not walking him with second base open. But he turned on that one, but he hit a one-hopper bullet right to the first baseman that they easily turned two on.
So the Rockies, for the first time since the second, don't notch the scoreboard. They scored no runs on one hit. There was one Buckman error and one runner left on base. After four and a half, it is Cold Spring 10 and Buckman 3. We're on to the bottom of the fifth inning coming up in 1 minute right here on Total Country Bob FM. Bottom five we go. It's Lane Gertz, Noah Bozer, Aaron Weber, the 2-3-4 hitters in this Buckman lineup as they trail by seven. Ryan Hennon back out onto the mound as Hennon's first offering to Lane Gertz. That is on the corner for a strike. And Kurt, that was the 92nd pitch of the afternoon for Ryan Hennon.
Yeah, when you look at how many pitches he only threw last week, he hadn't thrown 91 pitches in seven innings, and he's thrown 91 in four so far today, Kirby.
His one-strike offering is fouled at home plate as the count will move to 0-2. So Hennon into the 90s. More than likely, he'll be over 100 here in the fifth at some point. So some other Rockies going to have to get some big outs for the boys from Cold Spring today. Quickly up 0-2 on Lane Gertz as Ryan really likes this long stare in as he was doing that once again. Time at home plate called by Lane Gertz. As Hennon ready once again. Gertz is back in there. The 0-2 offering that is down in the dirt for a ball moves our count to 1-2. Rockies went two in the first and three, or in the third and fourth, they went four each those innings to get to their 10. Three-run bottom of the third for Buckman. As the 1-2 pitch, that's fouled at home plate once again. That's why this pitch count is so high, in my opinion, Kurt. These guys are just battling in there with two strikes.
Well, you can look right here in the scorecard. You can see how many balls have been or strikes have been fouled off on there. That's why his pitch count is up where it is. And that's why a lot of those guys were able to work out some of those walks back in the third inning for the Billy Goats.
As Hennon ready is 1-2 offering. That is hit in the air to center field. Is this going to hang up? No, it'll drop in front of Tyler Geislinger for a leadoff single for Lane Gertz. He is 2-for-3 on the day, and he's reached all three times.
Well, he has reached for the third time. Fortunately for the Rockies, they picked him off the first time that he reached base. But Gertz did a nice job of falling off that off-speed stuff on the outside part of the plate. And then he goes and laces that single right up to right. We'll see some activity in the Rocky bullpen for the first time.
Who's number nine there? Is that TJ New?
TJ New is going down.
TJ New making his way to the bullpen as well as, is that Kunkel with him? As the first offering to Bozer, as Noah Bozer steps in. He was walked with the bases loaded his last time up. Looks at a first pitch ball right there from Ryan Hennon.
That would be Colton Fruth who's going down there with him right at the moment, but looks like Kunkel's at the top step. Like he's going to go down there and join him too.
As this pitch has popped up, Jonas not even over for a look as that one will twist foul and out of play, evening our count up at 1-1. Cold Spring looking to make the final weekend for the first time in 12 years. 2008 was the last time they were playing Labor Day weekend. As 1-1 the count. Hennin's 1-1 to Bozer. That is hit in the air to left field and back-to-back singles for the 2-3 hitters. Big turn at second. Now he's trying to make third, and he's going to make third. And the Rockies throw it away. Nobody's covering home right now. And the Billy Goats noticed it. The flip from Kaltoff and out by a mile. Hennin flips to Kaltoff. Kurt Hemish, I got to tell you, down by 7 runs, and Lane Gertz runs into an out at home plate after back-to-back singles. The Rockies gave you the base, and you tried taking one more, and you got greedy.
Well, not only did you run into an out, you ran into an out at home plate with nobody out. For him to take off on that one, yeah, granted, no one was covering home plate. Pitcher Ryan Hennin and catcher Kelvin Kaltoff were both over by the dugout, backing up the throw that went over David Jonas's head. But Kaltoff quickly seen that, went over to cover. Hennin does a nice job of tossing it to him, and Kaltoff takes him out by about 5 feet. I can't believe the Billy Goats tried doing that, down by 7 runs.
Need a lot more than that to get back into this game, as sometimes you just got to let the game happen a little bit. And so, yeah, as you had mentioned, Kurt, they were backing it up right there. And home plate was unattended to, but the distance between third base and home plate is 90 feet, and Kaltoff was only about 30 feet away. So big out for the Rockies, as I'm going to give an error to Skluzacek for Bozer advancing to second base on that throw that got past David Jonas. So it'll go as a single and an error for Cold Spring. That is their second error of the afternoon, as the count now 1-1 to Aaron Weber. 1-1 the count, as Hennin set. Lefty long pause, looks out at Bozer a couple times. His 1-1 pitch is cut on and fouled at home plate by Aaron Weber, who is 1-for-2 on the day. He had an RBI infield single in the third inning.
Rocky bullpen's got two guys throwing down there now, as TJ News down there throwing from the Rockies, and Luke Selk, and the draftee from Rogers, is down there throwing. But it's that time of the game when you're up there in your pitch count, you got to make sure you have people loose.
So 1-2 the count to Weber, as Hennin set. Geislinger trying to keep Bozer close at second base. 1-2 pitch, that's popped up. Duffner is going to go over for a look, but he's going to run out of room here, as that ball will twist out of play, as the count stays put at 1-2, as we get some cloud cover all of a sudden, Kurt. And you know who would like some cloud cover at about 6 o'clock this afternoon? Brad Olson for the Cold Spring Springers.
Yeah, when you look at the 8th and 9th inning he had yesterday for the Springers, with that looking right into the sun playing out there in left field. Unfortunately, he lost a couple of them out there. He did recover on a couple of them to go make a catch at the last moment, but that was a tough sun to look into.
For a second there yesterday, I thought I was going to see a center fielder make a foul ball catch, something I had never seen at a ballpark, because there was a foul ball hit and Brian Hansen chugging from center field. If it would have hung in the air for another second or two, I think Brian might have got to that one. As the 1-2 pitch missing away, we'll have that Springer game for you at 4 o'clock here on Total Country Bob FM. It's Cold Spring and Moorhead play in the semifinals, as the 2-2 pitch, that is hit into the air into short center field. Distal out, Lynn and Geislinger coming in. Brady Lynn takes charge and makes the catch for out number two.
Brady Lynn doing a nice job there calling off Sam Distal. Sam Distal possibly could have got back there, but he realized he was going to get there, and as every outfielder should, you call off that infielder when you get a chance.
Easier for him coming in than it is Distal going out. So two down now, as Matt Cummett coming to the plate. As double barrel action in the Rocky pen. Get a righty and a lefty down there. Who's the guy in the red? Is that a Rogers guy?
Yep.
Okay. Rockies only throw Hennin when I come to these games normally, so it's weird seeing anyone else over there. Is that pitch missing for a ball to Matt Cummett? 1-0 the count. 10-3 our score in favor of Cold Spring here, as this pitch is in there for a strike for Hennin. Kurt, you get the suspicion that he thinks the end is potentially near for him?
Pleaded last week to make sure he got to throw that 8th inning last week when he shouldn't have been at that time. He's got to know that that is, and if he doesn't know his pitch count, he's going to when he gets back to the dugout.
As the 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike to Matt Cummett, moves our count now to 1-2. 1-2 the count. At second base, it is Noah Bozer. Buckman went single-single to start this, the 5th inning. Then they ran into an out after one of those singles by Lane Gertz. Get the pop-up to right. Now the 1-2, that is chopped foul at home plate. And we'll do the 1-2 over again. And again, Kurt, we see these Billy Goats battling in there with two strikes.
Well, they've been doing that right from the beginning of the game today. They work on that strike on the outside part of the plate that they know they can't hit and play real well. So they sit and just go follow it off one way or another to one of the two dugouts. And then either work out a single and work out a walk. We've seen that many times. That's why Ryan Hennon's pitch count's at where it's at today, Kirby.
Scrappy ball team, these Billy Goats. 1-2 the count with two away here. As Hennon set, the 1-2 pitch swung on and missed. And out on strikes is Matt Cummett for out number 3 and strikeout number 10 for Ryan Hennon through 5 innings. No runs on 2 Buckman hits. There was 1 Rocky error and 1 runner left on base. 5 complete here at Riverside Park in Springfield. It is 10-3 in favor of Cold Spring. Under the 6 we go, coming up in 1 minute here on Total Country Bob FM. We welcome you back to Springfield here on your Sunday afternoon. Kirby Hamish and Kurt Hamish with you here as we will make our way to the to the 6th inning. And for the Rockies, it'll be the heart of their order. David Jonas, Alex Geislinger, and Calvin Kaltoff. As Chad Weiss continuing his relief efforts today. He came in the 3rd inning in relief of starting pitcher Matt Touches as Jonas steps into the batter's box for Cold Spring. David's 4th at bat. He is 1-for-3 on the day. Had a single back in the 1st inning as Weiss's first offering to Jonas in there for a strike. The throwing in the pen has settled down, Kurt. Would that make you think that Hennon's going to maybe start the 6th inning? As Jonas hits the ball on the ground towards short. Weber up with it. He'll throw across the diamond in time to retire Jonas 6-3.
Yes, I'd have to agree with you on that. Without nobody throwing down there right now, they must think at being Ryan Hennon's at 105 pitches, maybe they're probably going to go give him one more inning down there. But they know they got some guys that are loose and ready to go if need be.
Well, you get the opportunity to start the inning, and you are at the bottom of the Billy Goat order. Granted, that bottom of the order has been kind of pesty today. Alex Geislinger into the batter's box for Cold Spring as he scampers out of the way of one that comes up near his chops. As Alex, he had a home run today as well, kind of an afterthought as he hammers 1-2 right field, but right on it. And no, they're going to call that a trap. A well-struck ball by Alex Geislinger, so add the home run and a solid single right there.
Well, he smoked that one right at the right fielder. It looked like the right fielder had a chance maybe coming in to make that catch, but it died right at the last second. He quickly fields it on a one hop.
Number 14, Kelvin Kaltoff.
Rockies with 4 home runs today, 3 for Duffner and 1 for Geislinger. Those big Rocky lefties hitting the big flies today as Kelvin Kaltoff into the batter's box. Kaltoff 1-for-3 on the day as he looks at a first pitch ball from Chad Weiss. Who's got the next game here? As Geislinger taking his lead from first. The 1-0 pitch to Kaltoff that is punched into short right field, and that ball's going to drop in front of the right fielder. Good read by Geislinger. He'll make second easily, and Kaltoff, who had started a little slower in the state tournament, now has 2 hits here.
Well, with Geislinger on first base, he could quickly see that that ball wasn't going to be caught. Looked like it was a little bit of a lazy pop-up that you maybe have to hold up for a second, but he read that ball well, so he quickly ran that one out. As we're getting a pinch runner here for Calvin at first base.
It'll be Luke Humbert, and Kurt, that'll be the afternoon for Chad Weiss. We're going to get a pitching change here. We'll come back and give you those defensive changes as there'll be a new Buckman pitcher. Cold Spring leads 10-3 in the top of the 6th inning. We'll be back in 1 minute. We're back to Riverside Park here in Springfield. As Kurt, we have a pitching change for the Buckman Billy Goats.
In to relieve the draftee from the Piers Lakers, Chad Weiss, now comes in to pitch is Preston Rochelo, another draftee from the Piers Lakers. Kirby?
So Preston Rochelo will be tasked with trying to keep this game close. As he will face Nick Skluzacek for Cold Spring here. We do have a pinch runner. What Humbert was that? Is that Luke Humbert out there?
Yep, Luke Humbert's running at first base.
As the first pitch from Rochelo, missing low for a ball. So Humbert running for Kelvin Kaltoff at first base. Skluzacek on the day is 0-for-2. He walked in the fourth inning. 1-0 the count. Rockies lead by 7. They love a few more as that pitch is missing off the plate right there. Moves our count to 2-0. One out in the inning. It was a Jonas bounce out. Then we had back-to-back singles from Geislinger and Kaltoff. And it's 2-0 the count to the Rocky left fielder. And a stolen base attempt right there. And stealing safely at third is Alex Geislinger. Heads up base running by Luke Humbert as he follows behind and goes to second. Just saw something. I don't know if Preston Rochel maybe forgot about Alex Geislinger out there or what, but Geislinger swipes third, and the Rockies got two in scoring position now.
Well, you said that he definitely stole that one on the pitcher because the catcher came up with a nice throw down there, but Geislinger had that base stolen and ready, and Humbert quickly follows him.
Infield comes in for Buckman, trying to minimize this as Kuzacek pops this one up, fouling out of play. Count will remain at 2-2. 10 runs in already for the Rockies. They had 12 last Saturday night against Starbucks. So the boys brought the hitting shoes down to Springfield and their two treks here. As Rochelle set his two-strike pitch to Skuzacek missing, and that'll fill the count up at 3-2. Sam Distel on deck for Cold Spring.
You asked earlier who was playing the next game here. It's going to be Laverne versus Young America, Kirby.
That is the next ball game here is that pitch off the plate to Skuzacek, and that'll fill him up with one down. And Sam Distel, who has two hits on the afternoon, coming to the plate.
Skuzacek doing a nice job of checking his swing on that pitch on the outside part of the plate. Earns his second walk of the day.
Yeah, two walks for Skuzacek. Distel, with one hit thus far today. Middle infield's going to play back. That's Gertz and Weber. They're looking to turn two here. As the first offering to Distel in at the knees for a strike. The corner infielders are in front of their bags. At third, that's Sakala. And at first, it is Joe Call. They want to come home with it unless the ball takes them towards second. As the one-strike pitch missing low, knocked down nicely by Matt Cummett. One and one the count. 10-3 the score. Rochelle, third different Bulldog, or Billy Goat, excuse me, to throw today. As the Rockies have run through the Buckman rotation. As the 1-1 pitch to Distel, that's slashed into left field. There's an RBI. Humbert with a great read. Ficker's waving him. The throw to the plate. Luke slides safely. He's safe at the dish. He pops up with a big smile on his face. Two-run knock for Sammy Distel, and the Rockies lead 12-3.
Well, Luke Humbert does a fine job of reading that base hit out to left field. He sees it's easily going to drop. He doesn't hesitate a second. Tom Ficker waving him all the way. He has a nice head first slide into home plate. Two more runs for the Rockies. Now a 12-3 lead.
12-3 advantage for Cold Spring, and that brings Brady Lynn to the plate. And we still see no activity in that Rocky pen at the moment. They're loitering again like they were last week, Kurt, but no one's throwing. It's the first offering to Lynn, and Brady with a big boy hack at that one, but he comes up empty, 0-1. We now see someone running down to that Rocky bullpen, maybe to inform them what's shaking. As the one-strike pitch missing off the plate from Preston Rochelle, is Distel the left-handed swinger, punching that one perfectly to left for two runs to come around in the form of Geislinger and the pinch runner Luke Humbert. 1-1 the count, Rochelle set. 1-1 pitch missing down and away to Brady Lynn. Brady 1-for-3 on the day. Cold Spring by 9. 12 runs on 15 hits, Kurt. Still batting here in the sixth inning. That's a good weekend for some teams, let alone 5 1/3, as that pitch is swung on and missed by Lynn. And Brady in a hole a count even now at 2-2. 2-2 the count. Kuzacek leads from second. Distel from first. As the 2-2 pitch in there, strike three. And Brady Lynn goes down looking for out number two.
Well, just like we've seen all day, that umpire likes that outside part of the plate right there. He's been giving it to the pitchers all day. There's no sense changing right now. Unfortunately for Brady, he ends up being called all in strikes.
So two away, and that brings Colin Eskew to the plate. Kurt, you want to turn your phone off? As the first pitch to Eskew is in there for a strike. Eskew has had a day. He is tripled in the third, singled in the fourth, and reached on an error in the fifth inning. 2-for-3 on the day, and that ball he reached on an air was hit pretty hard as well. Nice production from your 9-hitting DH as he swings through that one. Back pick at second, and Skluzacek back standing at second base as the catcher, Matt Cummett, wanting to try to get out of the inning with his arm here. We saw a sunny day before, Kurt. Now it's clouded up pretty good.
Yeah, these last two innings have definitely been a different part of the day after we were sweltering down here in the 90 degrees last Saturday. A little bit different today.
The 0-2 pitch, and Eskew swings through that one. So Rosciolo gives up that 2-RBI single to Sam Distel. But after that, he gets 2 strikeouts to get out of Dodge here in the second, or in the sixth. But the Rockies do score 2. 2 runs for Cold Spring on 3 hits. There were no Buckman errors and 2 runners left on base. 5.5, we're headed to the bottom of the sixth inning. Coming up in 1 minute with Cold Spring leading 12-3. We are back in 1 minute on Total Country Bob FM. We welcome you back to Riverside Park here in Springfield. And Kurt, a different Rocky lefty, toes the rubber.
Yeah, into pitch now for the Cold Spring Rockies is left-handed T.J. New.
TJ New makes his way out onto the mound as Hennon's afternoon comes to an end. 5 innings from the Cold Spring starter, allowing 3 runs, none of which were earned. Just a little off today by Ryan Hennon standards, we'll call it, Kurt, as his first duty for TJ New is facing Sean Lanners. He'll see Sean Lanners, Joe Call, and Travis Call. As the first offering was low for a ball, second pitch is in there for a strike.
You hate to call it an off day when the guy had 10 strikeouts in 5 innings, but he did give up 7 hits, and he threw an awful lot of pitches.
We've just grown to see a different version of Ryan Hennon as a pop-up in the infield here. TJ New moves out of the way. Jonas comes over, and Jonas unable to make the catch on that infield pop-up, Kurt. It's cloudy at the moment. We can't blame Mr. Sun. It's just if the wind maybe played a little trick on DJ there or what?
Well, it was one of those that looked like 3 different people could have caught the ball. Jonas ended up calling for it at the last second, and he ends up lunging for it instead of getting himself underneath it like he should on that play. Unfortunately for the Rockies, the Billy Goats got their leadoff man on.
The Call family has been hitting the ball, too, as Joe Call looks at a strike. As Joe Call singled and scored in the third inning, and he singled in the fourth inning as well. As News offering, that has popped up. Jonas over for a look. He might have room on this one. He's right by the Rocky dugout, and he does make the catch on this play. So picking on the Rocky veteran right now, Kurt, and he does make that catch in front of his teammates.
Well, they went and did exactly what you're supposed to on that one. Get yourself all the way over to the dugout, find out where the dugout actually is, and get yourself suited right underneath the ball and make the catch. And he did it on that one. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to come up with it on the first one.
In the eighth inning on KASM, it is Watkins leading Fergus Falls by a score of 6-0. 6-0. Watkins looking to make the final weekend as here's the ball hit towards third. Jonas to second for 1. Distel's relay to first. Not in time. Just a little too slow hit right there as David Jonas had to wait for that second high hop to come down, Kurt.
Well, you said it. The way that second high hop went, that thing went awful high in the air. It was little concerned if he was going to be able to get the guy at second as long as it took for that ball to come down, that maybe he should be going to first, but did just get the guy at second. But with doing that, no chance at turning a double play.
So 2 away, and Nick Sakala to the plate for the Billy Goats. And Sakala steps in. His first look at TJ New here as New's first offering to Sakala, missing up and away. Sakala thus far, he was thrilled to see that Ryan Hennon left the day today, Kurt. 0-for-2 on the afternoon with a strikeout swinging and a strikeout looking. As New set is 1-0 offering to Sakala. That's off the plate. Now 2-0.
Well, that's to say at the least, because not only did he strike out both times, Ryan Hennon threw nothing but strikes to him.
2-0 the count. At first base, it is Travis Call. As TJ New set is 2-0 offering that is fouled at home plate. And the count moving now to 2-1. 2-1 the count. Cold Spring with a nice advantage here, leading 12-3. and an opportunity to maybe mix some looks up the remainder of the day. Because, I mean, when Hendon's going good, you're just giving him the ball, Kurt, and getting out of the way as the 2-1 pitch dropped in there nicely by New as it moves to 2-2. But now you got T.J. New. You could go right-handed with the Rogers kit. The Pearl Lake boys could throw a little bit for you. Brinker, Aller. Cold Spring's got some options. They could throw some different looks at these Billy Goats. Two down, 2-2 our count. Sakala, the nine-hitter for Buckman, the 2-2 pitch missing up and away. There's ball three, as that'll give an opportunity here for the runner at first, Travis Call, to take off early.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a few more of those arms in here just to get him the state tournament experience and to get the jitters out of him.
3-2 pitch that is missing inside for ball four, as TJ New will issue a walk to Noah Sakala. So two men on, and that turns the lineup over to Matt Touches. We talked about Sakala was thrilled to see Hennon leave. This guy was about ready to cartwheel.
Well, when you look at how Sakala had struck out the two times he faced them, well, Touches struck out all three times he faced Ryan Hennon, so he's going to be happy to see TJ New.
Two on and two out is New set. As TJ's first offering to Touches, hit on the ground and through the right side. They're going to wave at third base. That might be an interesting move as Lynn's throw comes in. Duffner's relay is bobbled, and coming across to score is Travis Call. Call scoring the fourth Buckman run. As Duffner, for a moment there, Kurt, I thought it was going to be a pretty close play at the plate, but Duffner having a tough time holding on to it, and an RBI single right there for Matt Touches.
Well, it was one of them. He kind of mishandled the ball a little bit from when he caught the throw coming in from Brady Lynn until he was taken out of his glove. He kind of bobbled it for a second. Once he bobbled, he realized he wasn't going to get it, and he smartly kept the ball in his glove.
As it goes to the two-hitter, Lane Gertz, as it is now an eight-run ball game, 12-4 in favor of Cold Spring. Buckman's got three men on here, a good part of the order. This guy's got two hits. Lane Gertz, he's been on base three times as News 1-0 offering that is on the corner for a strike to even it up at 1-1. Three runs in the third for Buckman, the champions of Region 11C. They got another one here in the sixth, but the Rockies lead by eight as the ball hit to third off the heel of Jonas, race to third and out at third. Is nice play right there. That ball was scolded by Gertz, Kurt, and David knocks it down and wins the race to the pad.
Well, David did a nice job. That ball was smoked. He knocked it down. He dove for the ball, picked it up, and then dove back for the base and just got to the base before the runner. The only play he was ever going to have of getting somebody out on that one, but a fine recovery by David Jonas.
Buckman in the sixth, one run, one hit, one Cold Spring air, and one runner left on base. Six in the books. It is Cold Spring 12. And Buckman 4. You're listening to Cold Spring Rockies State Tournament action here on Total Country Bob FM on your Sunday. We are back in 1 minute. Top of the seventh, top of the order, as we welcome you back to Springfield. It'll be Tyler Geislinger, Austin Duffner, David Jonas getting their first look at Preston Rosciolo, starting his first full inning of relief as the first offering to Geislinger cut on and missed. Tie guy today, he started our game with a walk, Duffner home run. He singled for an RBI in the third, came around to score on a Duffner home run, flew out to second in the fourth, and singled in the fifth as Geislinger looks at a ball right here as Tyler is 2-4-3 on the day with two runs scored. Nice production out of your leadoff spot as Rosciolo's 1-1 pitch to Geislinger missing down and in. Now 2-1. As there is no activity in the Buckman bullpen, so for now, the game is Rosciolo's. Preston's 2-1 pitch as Geislinger skies this one as Touches is going to come in. Plenty of room for the center fielder. He's looking up. He will make the catch for out number one. Nothing's too certain on the pop-ups today, Kurt. We've seen a couple drops. We've seen some interesting routes. I'd say the wind is playing tricks on everybody out there.
Well, if you look at the pop-ups of the infield and the pop-ups of the outfield, it's definitely a different day. None of them feel real comfortable when they're underneath it. They're kind of moving back and forth and things like that. But you look, that flag is still blowing straight out to left field when we look at it out there in right center field.
So here's the man of the day as Austin Duffner steps in and looks at a first pitch ball. 3-for-4 on the afternoon with three home runs for a state tournament record day for Austin Duffner. Two run, three run thus far. As the 1-0 pitch, that is fouled away by Duffner. What do you think he's got on his mind there, Kurt? Number four?
Well, the way he took that cut, he's just lucky that he caught a piece of it because he almost ended up falling down after following that thing off. He was swinging so hard.
1-1. Everybody in the ballpark stops moving when this guy steps into the box today. 1-1 pitch. That's all the way to the backstop in the air. Has a little airmail right there from Preston Rosciolo. Wind still howling straight out. Advantageous for Duffner here. He's taking full advantage of it. Put some muscle into that wind as well. He's had a day. One he won't soon forget. As Rosciolo sets the 1-1 pitch to Duffner. That is in there for a strike. And 2-2 the count now. As Duffner bounced into a double play, the only time he didn't hit a home run today. So the 2-2 pitch. Kurt, look where that center fielder's playing. Matt Touches is no joke, folks, playing 440 feet away from home plate.
And you know what? He's just took another two steps back. So it's 452 to straightaway center field. He's out there playing at 442 feet with Austin Duffner at the plate.
They're going to put a guy on the other side of the fence here, too. As the 2-2 to Duffner, swing and a miss. As Duffner, a little too hungry right there, Kurt. He chases for out number two.
Well, I tell you what, it's one of them. If he would have hit a single up the center, not real hard, he probably would have had a double out of it by the time any of those outfielders would have fielded that ball.
As that brings David Jonas to the plate. So the center fielder, Matt Touches, has now come in about 60 feet, Kurt. He's playing a normal center field here. That was a sight to be seen. He wasn't going to get beat deep on that one, as Rosciolo's one-strike pitch to Jonas, missing high for a ball. Cold Spring, 12 runs, 15 hits. They've committed a couple errors and left. I got him for six left on base as the 2-1 pitch. Jonas pops this one up, fouling out of play. Davey in a hole at 1-2. As the Rockies have not been, they were retired in order in the second inning. And they're a strike away from having that being done to them as well here in the seventh. As the 1-2 pitch fouled at home by Jonas off the backstop, and it goes all the way to the mound. As Rosciolo fields it and flips it back to the catcher, given to the home plate umpire to take a look and inspect that ball. 1-2 the count. Rosciolo's 1-2 pitch to Jonas. That's hit in the air to center field as Touches started in. Now he's going back a little bit. He retreats and makes the catch. I'm telling you, Kurt, he makes the catch, but it's an adventure out in the outfield today.
Well, you said it, an adventure, not the least. That's another one of them. Looked like the guy should just be coming in to make that catch, and the wind just keeps carrying that ball. He ends up taking two quick steps back at the end to make that catch.
Rosciolo retires the Rockies in order. Stretch time here in Springfield. 12-4 in favor of the Cold Spring Rockies. We are on to the seventh inning, bottom half, coming up in 1 minute.